This is KUT. When oil giant Shell recently said it expects global demand for oil to stop growing, maybe as soon as 5 years from now, a lot of people were shocked. Environmentalists and industry analysts have been trying to predict when peak demand will come for a long time, but you don't usually hear oil companies talking about it. If it happens, what will it mean? KUT's Moz Bouchel reports.
When Jim Crane at Rice University's Center for Energy Studies heard about the Shell comments, he was reminded of a quote from former Saudi Arabian oil minister Ahmed Zaki Yamani.
And his famous quote was, "The Stone Age didn't end because the world ran out of stones."
That's to say, there's still plenty of oil in the ground, but if people stop using it, game over. And the question is, what would we use instead of oil? Many people hope renewables. But Frank Wolak, director of the Energy and Sustainable Development Program at Stanford, points to other fossil fuels.
Right now, the cheap energy BTUs, as I'm sure you're aware, is natural gas and coal. And so the fact that you see a peak demand in oil, it's not a surprise, that's, I guess, what I'm saying.
Calling from Texas, people always think back to the state economy and the oil industry here, and it sounds
Texas
like
Texas will do just fine.
Explain that to me. Get into that a little bit.
Well, because basically Texas produces a lot of natural gas.
And not just natural gas.
The other thing is, in Texas, we also make a lot of money downstream, which is meaning we use a cheap oil and cheap natural gas to make chemicals and fertilizers and other products.
Michael Weber is deputy director of the Energy Institute at UT Austin.
And if there is declining demand, perhaps that means there'll be declining prices for those feedstocks, which means our chemicals companies, maybe they'll be more competitive.
It could also make it cheaper to fill up your car, says Denton Sinkagrana from the Oil Price Information Service.
The price pressures would be to the downside, more likely.
Though Frank Wolak is not so sure.
In order to continue to produce even the same amount of oil, you got to continually find more oil in the ground. So that's a dynamic that would say, price may need to rise, even though demand is staying steady.
Even if it's not good news for your pocketbook, Rice University's Jim Crane thinks it might be good for the environment. He says a shift away from oil towards natural gas as a transportation fuel may reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But like others I spoke to, he was not convinced that Shell's peak demand prediction was correct.
Our own models here at the Baker Institute show that demand will continue to grow for a while.
He says that increasing demand will be driven by economic growth in Asian countries. That's a belief also held by big oil companies other than Shell. Moz Bouchel, KUT News.